For the past 5 years, 6 species of bats have been disappearing at an alarming rate from the caves of New England, killed by a mysterious disease called white nose syndrome. The bat population's dramatic disappearance has inspired a new audio exhibit at a national park in Vermont. Vermont Public Radio Charlotte Albright recently paid a visit.
Bats emit high-frequency sounds that create echoes to help them navigate and detect predators. Most of these are inaudible to the human ear, but they can be recorded using special machines and software that lower the frequencies into the range we can hear. Ecologist Kent McFarland recorded these sounds in 2001 when he took a bat inventory near a pond in Woodstock, Vermont. For the species on tape, long-eared and little brown bats, it was party time.
About 65 bats an hour would cross in front of the machine every night, night after night.
But those species, both prone to white nose syndrome, had apparently disappeared from the park when McFarland returned last year. Only 2 bats were recorded. Enter Andrea Polly, a digital media artist from New Mexico, in residence at Woodstock's Marsh Billings Rockefeller National Park this summer. She was horrified when McFarland told her about the bat die-off and wanted to celebrate their mysterious sounds.
I thought that it would be fun to play with the fact that they sounded to me really electronic.
And since humans can't hear what bats really sound like, Polly gave herself wide artistic license to turn them into something else.
So I thought that to take them and loop them and create beats and create a kind of a little techno feel would be a fun way to play around with these sorts of sounds.
Here's how they sound now, spilling out of a speaker in the gallery at the park. Scientist Kent McFarland wonders what all this would sound like to a bat.
It does sound, you know, sort of space age to me, but to a bat, I have no idea. It would be impossible for us to know, I think.
The bats may be dying, but their calls at least live on, sort of like a ghostly funeral dirge in the middle of the national park where they used to thrive. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in Norwich, Vermont.